There's a really nice man in Cork. He's the Church of Ireland bishop, and he's been very active on Twitter. And that's extremely unusual. I mean, the idea that a bishop would be actively engaging with people in the community might seem awfully obvious to you, that that's just exactly what people should do, people who have a cause, a belief, a wish to make a better world, should actually be reaching out to the wider community, and that Twitter is quite a good way to reach out into a wider community. It might seem awfully obvious that that's what every cleric should be doing, what every church person should be doing, every person who's got a not-for-profit that they really strongly believe in. They should be actively engaging via Facebook or Twitter or on the media that people are using today. But he is a remarkable individual, and he's acquitted himself on Twitter remarkably, with great humanity, with great loving, I would say, in his whole style. And this isn't that I've had a whole lot of contact with him, but I have been able to watch him tweeting with other people. I've had a little bit of contact with him myself. I've never met him face to face, but the effect has been to leave me very favourably disposed towards Paul Colton. Now, I'm not fully au fait with all the facts of what has happened, but it has just come to my attention very quickly that he's given up on Twitter, and that a lot of people here in Cork are very concerned, and they're doing their very best to persuade him, even though his account has been disconnected or closed down, they're doing their best to persuade him to return. Now, I understand the situation to be one in which he has received a number of tweets from people who strongly disagree with him, who don't like him, who attack him, and who have, you know, put in very strong language points of view which he has not liked. And I'm putting that very, very, you know, mildly and putting it that way. But it struck me that this is a situation which has happened before. A number of people, some very prominent people, have said that they have been driven off Twitter because at a certain point they received a load of vile abuse and unpleasant experience. And it's come up in a conversation I had with Roger Overall in the last couple of days, without thinking at all about Paul Colton. This situation, that you can often have a situation where somebody decides to attack you for reasons that you don't understand. And it's unpleasant, no point in denying that. But it really does indicate the mental state of the other person rather than anything about yourself. In other words, you can have people, I mean, at extreme cases, you can have people who are mentally unwell, coming onto Twitter and deciding to spew out horrid stuff, which is really a symptom of the trouble that they're in. And they are in severe trouble. Now, you know, one wouldn't want to pay any attention to them. One wouldn't want to have one's emotions hooked in any way or influenced. Just as, for example, if somebody comes on and says you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, you're actually, you know, you can walk on water, you're the most brilliant person in the whole world, you'd be mad to pay any attention to that. It would be very pleasant, of course, but you'd be mad to let it influence you very much. The other thought I have on it is that the person who spills out the vile abuse, I mean, I'm leaving out of consideration entirely the issue about whether they are breaking the law by doing this, or whether they're breaking the terms and conditions of Twitter by doing this. I'm just talking about the experience. It's quite a good thing to remember, or to check out what their audience is. You see, the only people who will get the vile abuse that they spew out are people who follow them. So to have stuff going on that is being broadcast to a small audience of people who the vile abuser has managed to attract as a follower isn't half as serious as if that vile abuse is meeting all of the, is reaching all of the people that you have chosen to connect with or that have connected with you. Suppose I'm falling over my words. What I'm really trying to say is it is quite a good idea to keep in mind the idea that, number one, the other person is unwell, and number two, that the audience that they reach is an audience that they have managed to attract and that they are serving. And it's very unlikely that you will be serving the same audience yourself. So that it may turn out that a lot of the vile abuse doesn't actually reach the people who you don't want it to reach anyway. But all of this is kind of, I'm a bit troubled, I suppose, by Paul Colton leaving. It's not about leaving Twitter, actually, as far as I'm concerned. It's about leaving the conversations that are in the public arena in Cork with certain people. He is a force for good. And by withdrawing from the wider community, is going to be depleted of a source for good, positivity and general encouragement. You know, I'm not a religious believer, and there could well be topics about which I would have disputatious relationship with Paul Colton, but they don't matter at all. What matters to me is that he is a good person, and he is entitled to believe and think and argue any point of view he likes, as far as I'm concerned. And I would, in the words of John Stuart Mill, I would defend him, his right to argue, and, you know, his point of view, even though I don't agree with it. But that's trivial in comparison with the loss that there is to the wider community by Paul withdrawing. It may be a good thing for him to do from the point of view of his own mental health, because I am in no state to comment upon, you know, we all have our breaking points, and there's no point in me saying to Paul, look, you know, you're at your breaking point, I suggest that you go straight back into the wider community. Maybe it's a wise thing, what, you know, I have to, Paul can do whatever he likes, but I do think that we need to keep in mind how unwell the people who spew out abuse are, and how they're caught in a kind of a game in which they feel that they get a real bonus out of being very nasty. They feel that they're gaining something themselves. They feel that it's doing their ego good. They feel that they're, you know, they're riding a strong horse. They're getting adrenaline out of it. They're feeding their own needs by being nasty. I better answer the door. Hold on. I've just taken delivery of a package for, and this is kind of ironic given the kind of nature of this particular audio boo, because I've taken delivery of a package for a company called Human and Kind. So, I mean, the fact that it has me nearly cracking up that I would be taking delivery of a package for a company. They're actually a skincare company based in Cork, and they work out of the same building as I do, and they've been clients of change agents, but that's a different story. But back to Paul Colton and the situation, I can't do any more than express this point of view to any one of us could be attacked. There is another, there are controversies all the time where things are said that upset people's feelings. Somehow or other, you know, we all need to have a way of protecting ourselves from or getting ready to protect ourselves from the possibility that we will be attacked. We need to have defenses in place, and you know, we need support and we need the help of other people as defenses against vitriol. And I mean, some people, you know, practice vitriol as an art form because it gives them a buzz to be vitriolic. And I suppose, you know, we all find certain types of vitriol, especially when it's amusing, to be attractive. So it's easy to see why somebody would major on it. But there are real people in, you know, with real flesh and blood. If you do not prick me, do I not bleed, said Shylock. So, and Paul Colton and Shylock aren't a million miles away in my mind from each other. There, Shylock was Jewish and Paul Colton is Church of Ireland, and Cork is a city which has quite a strong Jewish tradition in it, and I'm just, my imagination's running away with me. But this is my solidarity with Paul and my hope that he will recover from the hurt and the pain, as I am confident he will. There's no question about it. You don't rise to the position of being the Bishop of Cork without having suffered the slings and arrows of outrageous stuff in the past and come back from it. So whatever's going on, it is temporary, it will pass. And if something, you know, if the penny drops for some of the people who have been very nasty, good. Unfortunately, when people, you know, respond and are driven off, there is a huge emotional, energetic positivity for the nasty side, who feel that they've won a victory and struck a blow for, I don't know what, their cause. And, you know, but their day will come. What comes around, comes around. You know, it's their day will come. So, Paul Colton, I don't think you'll ever listen to this, but there might be individuals who are on Twitter or on Audioboo who know him personally, and I just do want to say something, because I have a sense of this being a very important issue that has ramifications on a much wider arena than the local arena here in Cork. Thank you very much for listening to this point of view.